Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is throughout the entire world on virtually every continent. We are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Zera Shimshin. Our shir is given for a schus and a refuah shalema for Tinuk ben Ruchama Brandel, for Elisheva Esther bas Shifra Nechama, for Sarah bas Bina. May they each have a refuah shalema b'mheira and darichas yamim b'shanim tavos. Today's shir is also for a schus, for bracha v'hatzlacha, to the entire IDF, the Israeli army, in the schus of all the hostages. May they all be returned home bikarov, safe and sound. Our shir is on the beginning words, Vayera Elov Hashem Beilonei Mamre, that Hashem Yisparach appeared to Avram Avinu. Rashi explains that Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu to be mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, to heal him. However, we find that the other members of Avram Avinu's household were also recuperating. Why don't we find that Hashem appeared to them to give them healing as well? The Zera Shimshon cites the Gemara in Bava Kama. It tells us in the name of the Heilige Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that Avram Avinu wore a gem around his neck. When people would look at it, they would have a refuah. So the other people in Avram Avinu's household didn't need the visit. The Amud Hashev asked the question, if this is so then why didn't Avram Avinu look at it himself? He could have healed himself. The Zera Shimshon explains that the people of Avram Avinu's household, they wanted their refuah quickly. So they looked at the stone on the first day. Avram Avinu did not want a quick refuah. He wanted to merit extra reward for this particular mitzvah. It was also one of the Asara Nisyonos. He was afraid that maybe it wouldn't be considered a test anymore. So he didn't want to take the shortcut and was ready to accept the pain. The great Lelava Rebbe, Rav Moshe Mordechai Biderman, had a life where he suffered Yisurim. Once at a Sheva Brachos, the great Tzaddik turned to the Chosin and Kala and asked whether they had their own apartment. The Chosin answered that they did. Suddenly, the Rebbe burst out crying, Hashem Yisbarach, we don't want anything for ourselves. We're only asking for a small little dira for you in the Beis HaMikdash. This Chosin and Kala, they already have their own home. Please, Hashem, build yourself your house. I am ready to give over the schus, the merit of everything that I achieved because of my suffering. B'nei Veischa k'vatchila v'choynein mikdashcha al-mechonoi. Be'ezer Hashem, we will be continuing with our Shir Nezer HaShimshon. I wish everyone may umka deliba b'suros tavos, yeshuos, v'nechamos.